The trees you've been seeing along the road have been getting smaller and scarcer, and soon they'll vanish completely. You're entering the ecosystem called alpine tundra. Up here on the roof of Rocky Mountain National Park, winters are so harsh, winds are so strong, and the growing season is so short, trees can't survive. About one-third of the park lies above treeline. That's around 83,000 acres of tundra. Notice the odd growth form of some of the trees along the road. These are called banner trees. Up here, the wind blows so fiercely that tree limbs often don't survive. The trunk of the tree provides some protection, so in many cases, all of the tree's branches grow in one direction, on the opposite side of the trunk from the prevailing wind. Although snow and wind make life hard for trees, it's actually the temperature that determines the tree line. To survive, trees need an average growing temperature of around 50 degrees. The absence of trees doesn't mean the tundra is devoid of life, though. This landscape may seem barren and forbidding, but you can see life everywhere if you take the time to look for it. There are several places ahead where you can get out, walk through the tundra, and see the various ways that plants and a few animals have adapted to the environment. We'll tell you more about that later, but for now, know that you should step carefully as you explore the tundra. These plants may be hardy, but they're also fragile. A single step could destroy something that took years to grow. Stay on the trail where you can, and if you wander away, step on bare rock, not on plants.